Investigators in Philadelphia are trying to track down the vandals who knocked down more than 100 headstones at a Jewish cemetery Saturday night. Closer to home, a fire was set on purpose at a mosque in Tampa. That happened early Friday morning. As WSF's Quincy Walters reports, cash rewards are being offered to anyone who can lead investigators to an arrest as the faith community looks beyond what happened.
Friday is the holiest day of the week for Muslims. And at around 2 a.m. Friday morning, Hillsborough County Fire Rescue says someone intentionally set fire to the side of the Islamic Society of New Tampa's mosque. No one was inside. A few hours later, a post goes on social media calling for an interfaith gathering at the mosque that evening. By midday Friday, a trail of soot with shoe impressions leads to a broken side glass door at the mosque while a cleanup crew tends to the water and smoke damage inside. Mahoud Ahmed, who attends the mosque, says he's hurt.
To see somebody who hates us to the extent that they would try to burn down the place, that's very sad.
Friday evening, about 150 people form a circle outside of the mosque. They listen as a rabbi, reverend, and the imam of the mosque offer messages of spiritual solidarity. Deborah James cries as she listens. She's Jewish. Afterwards, she says she talked to a woman who goes to the mosque.
She was joking that, you know, it was just a little fire, and I said, it doesn't matter if it's just a little fire. The fact that it happened is horrible.
The imam of the mosque, Junaid Khan, says when he woke up to the news, he was heartbroken. But now he says he doesn't want to say the arson was a good thing, but he says something good did come of it.
This is just a, what's it called, blessing in disguise. Had this not happened, we would not have seen this beautiful community, this beautiful gathering in our mosque today. This would never have happened.
Nearby, kids are on the mosque's playground. Caitlin Cook, who's Catholic, is watching her three-year-old play.
We're here because it's important. It's important for my kid to see that everybody needs to be treated equally and fairly and with kindness and respect, and that didn't happen, and people need to see that we're here to support them.
Shakira Parker, who's African-American and Muslim, says today's political climate reminds her of what her parents and grandparents struggled with during the civil rights era.
I feel like there is a active warrant allowed right now within the whole fabric that's been happening ever since the elections.
Her 11-year-old Tahir would say this to the arsonist.
We didn't do anything to you guys, so why are you guys doing it to us?
About an hour into the gathering, Junaid Khan, the imam, walks into a building near the singed mosque, and others follow for the evening prayer. Khan says, with the Tampa community's support, it's almost as if the fire never happened. On Saturday, about 200 people gather at the Islamic Society of Tampa Bay's mosque for an open house to educate people about Islam. It was scheduled about 2 weeks ago. Akiko Ross, who's an evangelical Christian, came, and like most women in the mosque, she wears a hijab, a headscarf, to show respect for their religion.
Loving your neighbor as yourself means that you wrap yourself in their skin so you understand who they are, where they come from, and what they need.
On the night of the fire, Wilfredo Ruiz, with the Council for American Islamic Relations, a Muslim advocacy group, says whoever started the fire intended to terrorize. But he says he's not going to give the person responsible the satisfaction of calling it an act of terror. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.